I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Good morning, I'm Dan Stillman with the Capital Weather Gang at the Washington Post. Here's your latest weather update. Another chilly start on this first full day of spring, but then temperatures rising nicely under mostly sunny skies, climbing through the 30s and 40s this morning, well into the 50s by lunchtime, afternoon highs in the low 60s with some increasing clouds and light winds. Tomorrow, low 60s again, but a cooler feel with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a morning to midday sprinkle or light shower. Another passing shower or two possible tomorrow night into Thursday morning, partly to mostly cloudy Thursday, but highs near or past 70. Friday, mid-60s to low 70s, with a chance of scattered showers. Could still have some showers around Saturday, with a few rumbles of thunder possible as well. Sunday, looking partly sunny as of now, with a lingering breeze. Saturday and Sunday highs in the 60s. For the Capital Weather Gang, I'm Dan Stillman.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.